Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Sports Free Agent Podcast. I have another guest for all of you listeners today. So if you could please introduce yourself to everybody listening right now.
Hi, guys. My name is Leanna Lissardo. I am currently the social media intern for the Allegheny Mountain Collegiate Conference. It is a Division III athletics conference. And I will be graduating in May from Canisius College with a sport product development degree.
And that's very interesting. That's what stands out to me from the beginning is your product development degree. I don't hear many people that have that. So if you could explain, you know, what kind of classes you took, I mean, what is your degree about and kind of what does it prepare you to do?
Right. So I'm sure you guys have all heard of like New Era. That's a big one. Locally here, there's AdPro Sports. They do a lot of like team uniforms. Just basically any company that makes like sport products in general, that's what the degree kind of sets you up for. And it also tells you like just everything that goes behind it, like logistics wise, marketing, how much it takes to like make a product. So the program's been pretty cool. And I think Oregon's probably the only other school that like offers this type of program. So yeah, it's a fairly new program.
Yeah, because I haven't seen outside of, like you mentioned, I know Oregon does that as well, because obviously they have that association to Nike. Now, why did you choose to, major in product development?
Sports marketing has always been something interesting, I guess, to me. And so Canisius had like a sport administration program, which encompasses like a lot of different things, but like sport product development, it kind of focuses more towards like marketing and product development, which is something that I'm more interested in.
Okay. Yep. And have you always been a sports fan your whole life? I mean, when did you really ultimately decide that you wanted to make sports a career?
So it was really hard to decide at first. So first I wanted to be like a gym teacher. I wanted to be like involved in like athletics like my entire life. And I first got introduced to like, I guess, athletics when I was maybe like in fifth grade, and like I would go over to like my grandfather's house and I'd watch like Yankees games with him, and that's how my athletics like background kind of like started. I started like watching the games. Like I wanted to know like, okay, what's the business side of like all of this? And then I wanted to like, I guess I wanted more of like a career in like athletics. So I chose like a lot of different paths. Like at first, like I tried to be like a gym teacher, and then I was like, okay, this isn't for me, like exactly. And then I tried journalism, but then I was like, no, I want more of like, you know, the business side of sports. So I chose like sports management, and Canisius offers a really good program.
Yeah. And that's glad to hear that you tried a bunch of different things. And then ultimately you settled on doing this kind of thing. So let's get to your current internship. I mean, you mentioned it. What exactly do you do day to day? It's not now, I guess, but in normal operations.
Normal operations. So I usually post like news articles to like our Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I also post like athletic achievements. So if someone has like a career milestone, like I'll post about that. Any news that's going on in the conference, I will post about that, create graphics for them, and then just trying to, like, come up with, like, new ideas to, like, generate more traffic to, like, our pages.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's super important right now because social media is a big thing. So, yeah. I mean, you're doing that kind of thing. It'll help you in whatever next opportunity that you get. What, outside of that, I mean, what are kind of the other experiences that you've had maybe in sports? Or maybe, you know, we're talking about something maybe that wasn't directly sports, but has been a huge help into you, you know, with your sports career, going into your sports career.
So last month, actually, so when all of like this coronavirus stuff started happening, I was actually in Atlantic City. And I was going to be volunteering at a esports tournament in Atlantic City. It was the Max First esports tournament, which is the conference that Canisius is in, and I was like super excited to like volunteer at like this tournament, and then all of a sudden like everything got shut down, and then I came back to Buffalo and everything was just kind of was happening. Like my other job that I work at right now is Delaware North at the KeyBank Center, so I lost that job, but luckily like the conference was able to keep keep me around. So it just kind of like all like put it into like perspective of like, you should be like grateful for like what you have and like take as, you know, take as many opportunities as you can. I would have really liked to work that esports tournament because esports is like up and coming, but they were able to still do the tournament like virtually. So
Well, I'm glad to hear the conference still kept you around and you're still kind of doing that thing, because I think it's important for people to be super proactive. And the fact that you applied for, you know, a profile and to do a podcast episode with sports as a job, that speaks to you being proactive out there, because people, I mean, ultimately it's free. So it's your choice to volunteer to do this kind of thing. Now, Liana, what would you say, I guess, 10 years from now, you know, who is Liana and what are you currently doing? I mean, what's your dream position, I guess?
Well, at first it was to work for the New York Yankees, like as I was a kid, but hopefully it's just to work in like some big sports marketing firm, whether it's New Era, I mean, I guess like a product development company, I guess New Era, Dick's Sporting Goods, Ad Pro, New Era definitely, because they're like, they originated in Buffalo. So I would love to work for a company like that. New Era is probably my dream job.
So now it's important. And again, I believe every single one of us, we're special in our own way. So why do you think, you know, what are three things that make you stand out, or three things that make you Liana?
I'm very hardworking. What my teachers have told me, they're like, oh my gosh, you get your work done like so quick and everything. And I'm just like, yeah, like I just like to like get the work done, get, I don't like things like hanging over my head. So it's definitely like hardworking is my big thing. Persistence. I always like to try and like solve problems, and also like generate like new ideas. And also third one, I'm going to have to go with dependable, because I'll always be there and willing to work.
Mm-hmm. And those are three good things, especially for the sports industry. I mean, the fact that you're saying you're dependable, the fact that you're a hard worker, and that makes you available for everything else, especially in the sports industry, it's long hours. So everybody listening out there, where can they find you if they want to get in touch or contact you?
Well, I have my Kinesius account, so my email is losardol@kinesius.edu. I also have Twitter and Instagram and a Facebook account, and also a LinkedIn.
Well, there you go. For the hiring managers or organizations that are listening to this episode, those are the ways you can get in touch with her and everybody listening. If you're looking for your first or next opportunity within the sports industry, we can help you out. So visit us at www.sportsisajob.com. And like as always, we want people to get found in the search and not lost.